Random House Audio presents True Detectives by Jonathan Kellerman. Read for you by John Rubenstein. Chapter 1. August 9th, 1979.
Alleged air conditioning, said Darius Fox. What's your take, John Jasper? Motor pool moron set us on bake or broil?
Jack Reed laughed and used a meaty, freckled forearm to clear sweat from his face. Scanning the night-darkened dumpsters and butt-sides of shuttered low-rent businesses that lined the alley, he sucked on his parliament and blew smoke out the cruiser's window as Darius kept the car moving forward at 10 miles per hour. 10 years ago to the day, the Manson family had butchered Sharon Tate and a whole bunch of other people. If either Fox or Reed was aware of the anniversary, neither thought it worth mentioning. Crazy Charlie's crimes might as well have been on another planet. Big-ticket outrage on high-end real estate. Fox and Reed's Southwest Division shifts were filled with nonstop penny-ante crap that sometimes blossomed into stomach-churning violence. Reality that never made the papers because, as far as they could see, the papers were works of fiction. Fox said, "Man, it's a steamboat." Reed said, "Alleged, as in this is a motor vehicle, more like a shopping cart with a cherry on top." Fox had prepped for driving the way he usually did, hand vacuuming the driver's portion of the bench seat, then wiping the steering wheel down with his private bottle of Purell. Now it was his own sweat coating the plastic.
"Hand me a tissue, J.J."
Reed complied, and his partner rubbed the wheel till it squeaked.